a spray of rats. Who would send such a horrid thing?
There is a card. It's from Mr. Benevolent. He has sent us an evil bouquet.
But what does the card say?
A wedding is a lovely day of joy and celebration. But soon with sorrow you will pay when there's a massive margin invasion.
I kept a wary eye on Mr. Benevolent, but he mingled well, had a surprising amount of charming small talk, and only tried to kill two people.
Lovely weather for a wedding, isn't it?
Yes. And soon it was time for Ripley and I to go on our honeymoon.
Are you as nervous as I am, dear Ripley?
I fear I may be.
Well, here we go.
Luckily, we had a book with us entitled Sensible Marital Relations for Cautious Newlyweds. Following its instructions, I removed my top hat and she laid aside her parasol. I sat on the bed and she sat on another bed 30 feet away. Then, dear Ripley, my wife, my one true love, lay back and thought of England. And across the room, I lay back and thought of Wales and Scotland. And thereby, the union was achieved.
How was it for you, dear?
Extremely disappointing.
Well, I'm sure we will get used to it.
But I want more, much more. I want saucy thrills. And I do not mean saucy as in gravy or custard, but saucy as in frisky or passionate.
With that, she leapt off her bed, jumped on top of me, and that is all a gentleman can remember. Then, all too soon, we returned to London.
We're back. Harumble! For I have invented another invention.
What invention is this?
It is an unbreakable bottle. Which needs a bit more work.
And how have you fared, dear sister-in-law Pippa?
I have finally opened my flightless goose sanctuary. We already have 1,000 sad pedestrian geese.
But, dear Pippa, is that not because you fitted so many geese with metal goose shoes to protect their feet? The weight means they cannot fly.
Yes, but their feet do not hurt when they walk, which they have to do a lot now because they cannot fly. Poor geese! Poor geese!
Right, and now, dear husband, may I see you upstairs for saucy thrills?
There is something I need to ask first. Has there been any sign of the Martians?
None whatsoever. To think we ever took Mr. Benevolent's threat seriously.
Yes, the whole idea of the Martians landing seems laughable.
Yes.
And then the Martians landed. Overnight, dozens of giant smoking craters appeared across England. Huge, ornate rocket craft lay in them. Yet no alien beings emerged. Britain's chief scientist, Professor Discoverstuff, was sent into a crater to make first contact.
I shall now knock on what appears to be the front door and offer them my card. No response. I shall now try what appears to be the tradesman's entrance, even though I am a gentleman. Still nothing. I shall now try what appears to be the cat flap, even though I am not a cat. Oh, dash it, I'm just going to give it a good thwack.
Slowly, a Martian emerged. Others followed. We looked on, astounded. But the Martians were tiny. They were only 2 feet tall with spindly legs and 9 feeble arms. They were also bright purple and had a pair of long, furry ears over which they kept tripping.
Whoops!
If this was the invading army that Mr. Benevolent was counting on, I suspected he would be disappointed. But an unexpected visitor one morning disabused me of this notion.
Mr. Benevolent, what are you doing here?
I just came to disabuse you of any notion you might have that I'm disappointed with my invading Martian army. Perhaps this invitation will change your thinking.
You are cordially invited to a massive battle. 1 p.m. next Tuesday, near Worthing, RSVP, PBALC, PBALC.
Please bring a lot of coffins.
Thousands came to watch the seaside battle, not wanting to miss our brave soldiers slaughtering tiny, bright purple, furry-eared aliens. There was also a special theme commissioned from the National War Composer, Sir Geoffrey de Wayne.